quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, it is Fun Friday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. Yes, tonight is SmackDown, and we actually do have some matches for SmackDown, finally. Some things have been announced for the show tonight. So we'll take you through what we know about the SmackDown following SummerSlam, as I guess it's called. And then we have a lot of injury updates and health updates and all that kind of interesting stuff. Some good news, thankfully. And then also we'll get into all of the rest of the news. Brock Recksteiner suspended for 6 games of the NFL season. Randy Orton scheduled return here soon. WWE running Raw for the first time ever in a very special place for some people. We got some information on the AAA show and the NXT show that are going to be going head-to-head with AEW All In on August 30th. Got some Roman Reigns upcoming dates, bunch of TNA news, which is good because Lance is here today, and plenty more. If you want to text us, we'll probably do a Q&A today, 425-780-7566. Send your Q&A questions via text to 425-780-7566. F4W Online at gmail.com is the email. F4W Online, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. And, hey, you know, we don't want to false advertise, but Philly Tom has been invited to the show today. We'll see if he shows up because I found something special that he might be interested in. If not, I guess we'll just have to wait and see. All right, we're going to head to a break, everybody. Back in a moment with more. Send your questions, 425-780-7566. A lot of news to get into. Wrestling Observer Live.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, wage garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Is old Filthy going to show today or what? Because you know what I got? What is that? Is that him now?
It's probably him trying to get set up.
I hear something going on. I got his channel open just in case. Maybe I should mute it. But for those of you that have not been following this in-depth Wrestling Observer Live storyline, there is, in fact, a new sponsor for WWE, Mug Root Beer. And that Mug Root Beer dog appeared on SmackDown, and Tom was overjoyed for some reason. I don't know why. You were disgusted that we plugged Mug Root Beer and the dog. I didn't like the dog personally.
I prefer the A&W bear.
The A&W bear, yeah. Hey, Tom, are you there? Because like I keep getting an echo from your mic. Are you putting it right by your headphones? I'm going to mute him for a second. If he shows up, he can let me know. Anyway, so yesterday I went looking for Mug Root Beer. I went to three different stores. I could not find any Mug Root Beer. So what happened to you today, Lance?
I decided I would play along, or at least make an attempt, and I went to my corner store, and the only root beer they carried was A&W, so I was craving one, so I picked one up. So I'm actually drinking A&W root beer.
So you have A&W here today. Interesting. Well, I failed yesterday, but I never give up. I was alerted by a friend of mine. I should just read this whole text chain, because I know you all love when I get belittled by people. So this person says, when did you go? This person's actually a friend of mine. He's in WWE. When did you go looking for root beer? Today before the show, I said. Shaking my head, they responded. I said, well, should I have got it midnight? How hard is it to find root beer? At which point they texted me, trending on Twitter, yesterday was National Root Beer Float Day. So it's possible that everyone knew that and went to get all the root beer. That's why you couldn't find it. Maybe that's why you couldn't find it, even though you're not national. You're international.
But I found root beer, so that kills that.
Well, today I went to yet a fourth store, and I was finally able to find Mug Root Beer. I have one right here. Now, I hope old Filthy is happy, because in order to get this mug root beer, I had to buy a case of mug root beer. I don't even like root beer. I had to buy a whole case for $10 to get mug root beer for this sponsorship snackdown. So, man, he better deliver on his end of the bargain here today, because we're gonna try. I'm gonna wait till he shows up, because I can't do a sponsorship snackdown without him. I'd feel bad. So, well, let's find out.
You're actually paying money to plug someone else's product.
Correct. Tom, are you there? He, like, set up his audio. His audio is on, but he's not there.
He probably leaves it on.
Nah, because I it's always disconnected after the show. What is this guy doing? I hear him walking around. It's even worse.
He's trolling you. His goal is...
There we go.
You got a problem?
Yeah, we're, like, wondering where you're at. We got audio and no video.
First of all, the video link doesn't work. Second of all, I'm not even supposed to be on the show today. So what are you badgering me for? I was looking up. I was about to go to the store and buy Star Fox so I could play on the Nintendo Switch with my damn kid before he goes back to school. But instead, I'm being badgered by you. I can't even get on the video.
Wow.
So what's the point of me having this mug root beer? I don't even know where my phone is.
Did you see the text from Jared that it's not Suncast today?
Yeah. Well, I'm on Jared's link.
Jared, you screwed up, brother. He can't get on. Well, listen, Tom. Hey, listen. We'll do a little bit of news, and when we get your video, we'll do the sponsorship snackdown, because we all, even Lance, got root beer today, although Lance got the wrong root beer.
Why am I being roped into doing more than I want? Now I've got to stay on the show? There's the video.
Okay, well, let's just do it right now. Then you can go get your Starflight or whatever.
Excuse me?
Star Fox. What's it called?
That is a tremendous shirt that Lance has on. Holy crap.
I think Lance has been wearing that same shirt for about 6 weeks now on every show. But yeah, look at that thing. I do like how you've buttoned it up to the very, very top, Lance.
I didn't. I just have a black t-shirt on underneath it because I was changing last second.
I see.
I leave it on the back.
I actually thought you had it
between shows.
I thought you had it buttoned like Conan.
He does.
One at the top.
He does. The top is buttoned and all the bottom ones are...
The cholo style.
Okay,
that's
Tom.
What you should have, Brian.
Well, maybe I will, but I'd show a lot of skin right now, and I'm not sure how much everybody wants to see on Fun Friday. Now, let's do this. Tom, you are Mr. Sponsorship Snackdown. We've all got our beverage, so you're welcome to explain all of this to everybody.
I thought you just did that for the entire...
No, I just explained how I got mine, but
I went to the store and bought mine as well. But I actually bought it before I went on that trip to New England, coincidentally. So this mug root beer has been in my fridge waiting. It was fate. It knew that I was coming back and there would be a sponsorship with WWE. I have the zero sugar mug root beer. I don't know how you found it, and then quite frankly, I'm aghast that they even make a caffeine-free version the zero sugar mug or any soda. But
I mean, listen, I'm not going to lie. I'm a little concerned about the fact that I got a beverage that has zero sugar and zero caffeine and zero calories. I'm not sure what's in it, to be honest with you.
Chemicals.
It can't be good for you.
Of course not.
I just read that people that drink a lot of Diet Coke, they mentally decline at a faster rate. Did you know that? Yeah. But we're going to drink it anyway, because that's what we do here.
Well, I'll tell you who's not declining, because they're getting a big push, and that's Mug Root Beer Dog. Not only getting a push from Chad Gable, but let me take a sip.
Mug, before you take a sip, why do you love the Mug Root Beer Dog so much?
He's got that dog in him.
I mean, you don't have to chug it.
Oh!
What'd you think about that?
Oh!
Dude, we're going to get kicked off the air. What do you think about
it? Listen, if it's good enough for Mick Foley, it's good enough for me. This mug root beer is absolutely delicious.
Really?
Yeah, I love it. I can't get enough. It has such a, pardon the pun, such a bite at the end. I mean, whew, the dog days of summer. I wish they just continue on so I could keep drinking this mug.
Well, one hand. You know, I haven't had root beer in about maybe 40 years. I think I've had it like once in my life. I'm not a root beer guy.
How about sarsaparilla?
So we're going to find out what I think of this mug root beer. Zero sugar, no caffeine. You know, we're open to sponsorships, by the way. Anybody listening right now? Think I can do the whole thing?
I think you can take it.
No, I can't. Whoa.
What do you think? Is it ready for a main event run?
You know what it kind of, you know what it oddly tastes like? Is absinthe. Have you had the absinthe I have here?
No.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do for everybody today? Whoa, my eyes are watering. You know what I'm going to do during this break, everybody?
A taste test?
I'm going to go pour a shot of absinthe.
Oh, no.
And we're going to do a test here on the air. You don't have to stay, Tom. I don't want to keep you away from Star Fox. But I'm going to go do that during the break. So stick around, everybody. Everyone thinks I'm delusional. I'll be the judge of that. I'm the one that adds absinthe here. Stick around, everybody. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash, whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition.
Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816.
That's
800-832-2816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, listen, everybody. I'll get to the news here in a minute. We got an hour here on the show. But this is very important that we do this whole root beer versus absinthe debate that I'm having in my own head. And this guy here, he agrees with me. He goes, I know what you mean about the absinthe. It's that root licorice flavor. Yes! So, I busted it out. We're gonna do a side-by-side comparison. And since it's Fun Friday, and we're already where we're at.
Might as well get sloshed.
Well, you know, whatever. I've also opened up the phone lines. So, guys, if you want to call, if you also want to have some root beer or absinthe at noon Pacific and want to give us a call, here's the phone number. The phone lines are open. Whatever you want to talk about with me and Tom and Lance. 618-762-3275. Okay? 618-762-3275. If you want to give us a call, 618-762-3275. Or you can text us, 425-780-7566. Are you going to drink anything, Tom? I thought maybe you'd do a comparison.
I mean, there's nothing better than mug root beer, so why would I switch it up?
What about you?
I just wanted to play Star Fox.
Hey, you don't have to stick around, brother. You're welcome to go anytime. Lance and I are about to have a lot of fun. Lance, why don't you take a quick sip of your root beer and tell us what you think about A&W?
I'm a big fan of A&W root beer.
Yeah?
I was mentioning to Tom, I'm old enough to remember the A&W restaurants where you'd...
We have those around here.
Where the server would roller skate out to your car and bring you your food on a tray that clipped on the side of your car.
Yes. Yes.
I'm old enough for that.
All right, well, shall we do this? Should we do the absinthe first or the root beer?
Just do the absinthe, dude. All right. Then we got to move on. This is a wrestling show.
Not really.
You're good at selling, anyway.
What is the taste in that thing?
Root.
It is. Like, it's a licorice-y, rooty taste. I kind of like it. Not going to lie.
It's probably where the root beer comparison comes from.
With wormwood, it says. No, man, it says with wormwood on it. That guy right there is saying not anymore. That's what this one says. All right, should we now compare with the root beer?
No, didn't he say you are wormwood?
You're an idiot.
Is that what he called you?
All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
I got to close my eyes to compare.
And if this messes with your constitution, I can talk to TNA and maybe get you some dude wipes.
There's definitely something that they share in common. Absolutely, 100%. I don't care what anyone said. I'm the one that just tried them both. There's something in there. It is that licorice-y sort of taste. We got a lot of people on the line.
Well, maybe we should take some calls.
Okay, we're going to take some calls, but I do want to do a couple of news notes first before I get snookered here. Want to wish the best to Lady Frost. Former AEW and current MLW women's wrestler posted Thursday she is, quote, blessed to be cancer-free. It was feared that she had cancer. She encouraged women to stay on top of their health with mammogram screenings. Blessed to be cancer-free and back on the hunt, she said. So all the best to her. Want to wish the best to Jim Ross, who is undergoing brain surgery on Wednesday. And he is hoping that it will be quick and easy, and perhaps he will be able to be at All In on August 30th. So, I don't know. I don't know all of the details of the surgery, but that is Wednesday.
Best to Jim Ross.
Best to him. And also, Shiloh Hill fractured his maxilla in the match with Tristan Angels. He got some good news because of the placement of the fracture, how quickly the swelling has gone down. He may be back in the ring sooner rather than later. I presume it's a real injury, but...
Is that not somebody on the roster, anyways? Shatter Maxilla?
That's too good a name for NXT, Tom, for being
honest.
For
those who haven't Googled it, he broke his face.
Shattered Maxilla. That actually would have been a great name for him, if we're being honest. Are my eyes crossed yet?
Thunder Keck. Just go with his real name. Thunder Justice Keck.
Yeah, that was a good one. All right,
it is a good one. It's his damn real name. It's on his birth certificate.
Okay, we got too many people on the air. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
It's Brody Hubbard from Arizona. How are you guys?
Hello, Brody. I know that name.
What's up?
Yeah, you do. Wonderful to talk to y'all. Okay, so here's the big question. What are we doing with Paul Heyman? He's burned all the bridges. So Brock's gone and Division hates him and CM Punk and Roman he turned on and Seth. So what do you do with that guy now? Or what have you heard that they're going to do with him? And if you haven't heard anything, how would you book him?
I want to thank you, Brody, for the call. I wasn't expecting a serious call. No, I don't know what to do.
Well,
I don't know.
I'd strongly consider putting him with Oba.
That's not a bad idea. The new advocate for Oba. Oba Femi?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Tom, what do you think?
I'd switch it up and I'd have him be the advocate for Otis.
Oh, Paul Heyman?
Yeah.
I thought you meant Oba would be the advocate for Otis.
Yeah. Yeah,
let's make Oba a manager.
You said switch it up.
I don't know. I'm not quite sure what they see in Oba Femi as a wrestler, but as a manager, I can really see him taking guys to the top.
I'd like to see Oba Femi managing Otis. That's a great idea, Tom.
They're tired of the same old. That would be new.
I think I need absinthe on every show. This has completely turned my day around. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's actually Turkey Jojo. I'm from Nevada. It's been a while.
Despite that shot, I can hear him that he's saying Derpy Dodo. But your phone kind of sucks, but do your best. Derpy!
There we go. Sorry, my bad. Just trying to fix it. Okay. So, I wanted to, one, I've got very big feelings about root beer. I drink quite a bit of root beer.
Is that right?
I do. And Mug is up there. It's probably number two. Best root beer, but also Mug is the best to get when you're at like McDonald's and you got a soda fountain.
Yeah,
that's when Mug's the best.
Interesting.
And also, you a little bit ago asked for people to call in that were like in their 20s or just started watching wrestling in the last decade.
People who just started watching since 2016. Yes.
Yeah, and so I got into it. I'm only 24 years old. I got into it when I was a kid through the video games, actually. I didn't watch any of the shows. The first shows I started watching actually were in 2018, which was not a great time for WWE, if I'm honest, but that's when I first was able to watch the wrestling shows live. But honestly, the video games are what really got me and probably the vast majority of people that are my age interested. There's like, honestly, playing as people like Jeff Hardy in the video games was the coolest thing ever. Playing as the Undertaker and just destroying everybody because he was always one of the strongest people in the game. It was awesome. I'm looking through the roster right now. And
well, honestly, hey, Kirby, I hate to do this, but your phone is absolutely atrocious. But we got the gist of it, which is he got into wrestling because of video games. He played the video games, and that's what got him to become a fan. I had never considered that in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
When my daughter was really young, I had a copy of the WCW Backstage Assault.
Oh, my God.
And she loved that game because there was no ring. She could just make the person run around backstage.
Did they have countouts?
I don't know if they had countouts in the no ring backstage.
No, that game was horrific.
Well, she didn't play it. She just liked making the man run around.
Didn't
have that ring in the way. She loved it.
She didn't really get into wrestling, though, right?
No, she did not.
Neither of your daughters care about wrestling, do they?
No, not really.
Mm.
My oldest.
Your oldest watched a little bit, right?
She got into NXT when Sasha.
When it was good?
Yeah, when the four horsewomen, if you will, of NXT were there. She got into that. She was a big Sasha fan.
About you, Tom?
What was the question?
I don't know. I just got dizzy. All right.
The phone line.
Well, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from? Whoa.
What's going on, guys? Sean from San Diego. I have a suggestion for your show for the end of the year. Before the prediction show for the new year, you guys should do a best unanswered questions of the past year. For example, I have who was Paul Heyman on the phone with when he told Adam Pearce he got a call that nobody in the WWE wants to hear from. I think a show like that would be pretty fun.
I need to have an extensive list of these questions is the only problem, because I can't remember this stuff off the top of my head. But that's not a bad idea. A list of unanswered questions in WWE over the course of the
year. What did Theory do with that egg? Did he give it back?
What egg?
The golden egg.
Oh, yeah, the egg.
Or does he still have it?
That's actually a great question. How did MJF get the triple B back? Because that was given to Kenny Omega switched belts. How did he get his belt?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Well, I'm assuming that he made the thing in the first place, so it's his. So when the Young Bucks brought back the original, it's like his ownership. If he's the one that made the damn thing, they should give it back to him. He didn't donate it to the company.
Interesting. Hey, listen, we got to go to a break, I think. 425-7807. Wait, no. If you want to call us, we have phone lines open. 618-762-3275. 618-762-3275. I'm going to try and do a little more news after the break. We'll take more calls. Got it, everybody? Yeah! Wrestling Observer Live.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract. Even if the panels are already installed, our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I was doing like totally fine for like 5 minutes after that shot, and then it hit me like a rocket or a missile.
So no driving this afternoon.
Nah, I'm going to go eat right after the show. I'll be fine. I'm not taking any more. All right, we got a caller on the line, then we'll get to some news. You're welcome to call us. Guys, you want to call us? Tom is still here, apparently. I thought he was going to leave. I thought he was going to play Star Fox or something. But he's still here. If you want to call us, 618-762-3275 is the number. 618-762-3275. Ah, let's see what we got on the line, brother. All right. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Zap here. First off, I just want to send a shout-out to the Twitch homies.
Me too.
And I'll let you know that I can hear you guys talking while I'm on hold. I got a pet peeve I want to share.
Is that right?
You.
What did you guys say? Because I was downstairs. Did you say something bad? He heard everything.
No.
Okay.
We were talking about Terry Funk.
Okay.
When one wrestler picks up another wrestler and throws that fella headfirst into a wall or a production truck,
yeah,
99% of the times, the announcers will say, he threw him like a lawn dart.
Correct.
If you've ever seen a lawn dart, they go up in the air, and then they come down into the ground.
Correct.
That's not.
They're throwing that fellow like a dart.
Yeah, it seems like something that somebody said a long time ago that now we've just picked up. Right, guys?
You want to know where it came from, I believe?
Tell me, Tom.
It's when Kevin Nash threw Rey Mysterio
into
the side of the truck.
1996, you're right.
But he threw him more like a javelin.
It was more like a javelin than a lawn dart. That's right.
Yes, lawn darts you throw underhanded.
Hey, Tom, I am in such a good mood right now from this absinthe that I'm going to ask you this question that somebody in the thread asked. Okay?
Sure.
Are you ready? Can't find it.
A thing we learned today is Brian doesn't need a gummy. He just needs to drink more. He's in a better mood.
I'm in a great mood right now. He wants to know about the Yokozuna finals or something like that. I can't find it here.
Oh.
He says, if only we would have heard Tom get a chance to talk about the Yokozuna finals.
The Yoko... No. He's talking about the Nagoya Basho with Aonishiki winning.
Yes.
In the playoffs.
Yeah.
Aonishiki. Aonishiki,
he wants to know about it.
Okay, well, he was previously... He's basically the fastest rising star in sumo that there's been in a long time. He's from the Ukraine. He had skyrocketed to Ozeki status, which is one rank underneath Yokozuna. He got injured, had a horrible couple of outings, came back and posted a 13-2 record to win this current Basho, and that does not include the wins that he got in the playoffs. There was a three-way playoff with Atama Fuji, who had defeated him, Aonishiki and Kirishima, and Aonishiki walked away the victor of three very talented sumos, Aonishiki and Atama Fuji, two of the sumos coming up on the scene. Thanks a lot.
It's an accident. It was an accident, dude. Just keep going. I stopped it immediately.
It was done. I was finished. If you wanted me to talk about Sa TS versus Situ on January 3rd in Dakar, Senegal for the King of the Arena, I could do that.
Is it interesting, probably, Lance, or no?
I think we should move on.
Okay. Sorry, Tom. Lance made the call, not me. Don't yell at me. Hey, do you guys want to call?
He's a volleyball player. Of course he doesn't respect sumo wrestling.
Whoa.
Hey, when I worked in Japan, that's one of the only things I could watch on television and follow. I worked in Japan pre-internet. I'd watch sumo on television in my hotel.
Did you have any favorites? Do you remember from back then?
No, because I couldn't understand anything they were saying. So I didn't know who anyone was called, but I would pick who I thought was winning just based off the big wide pre-match ritual. And I'd pick who I thought would win and then see if I did.
Who had the boo-boo face?
Yeah.
618-762-3275. We got lines open, guys, if you want to give us a call. 618-762-3275. So, Randy Orton being advertised for SmackDown. We actually have a SmackDown lining.
Lineup.
We have a SmackDown lineup tonight. Charlotte Flair versus Jade Cargill. CM Punk and Kevin Owens will have a segment. And Chelsea Green returns as interim WWE Women's Champion. Now, as we talked about yesterday, Rhea is out. She just got knee surgery. She's out for a long time. So I can't say that 100% this is going to happen, but it is certainly theorized that perhaps Rhea is going to be stripped of the title and Chelsea will be the new WWE Women's Champion. So we'll find out tonight, but that's the lineup. We've got three matches announced for this, thank God, two-hour show. Right?
It was just meniscus surgery, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, but she got full knee surgery, so maybe there was more to it than we didn't know about.
Also,
hey, Tom. Yes,
I
go
believe
ahead.
That's the only wrestling show this weekend. Is that right?
Yeah, I think that... that
is there no TNA pay-per-view?
Not this weekend.
There's no Collision.
There's no Collision?
Was it on Thursday?
No, that was last week.
No? Oh, so maybe there is.
There is Collision.
But there's no pay-per-views.
Yes.
Rare weekend.
It is. Tom, we're going to be at Relentless next weekend in Spokane, Washington, right?
That is correct, yes.
Yeah, doing commentary. And
that's it.
Hopefully, I do not want to be called out of the booth. I am especially right now, I'm unprepared.
You dragged me into a match last time we were there.
I did.
I'm not doing it again.
But you know what, Tom?
I get paid.
Hold on.
Isn't that the first time you
hold
won?
On? Exactly, Lance. I dragged you into a match, and for the first time since 2017 when we started teaming, Tom, for the first time in 9 years, we won. So I don't want to hear any of this that I pulled you into a match and it was
You act like I haven't won singles matches in that time. Like I haven't won titles in that time.
Maybe you have, but no one cares about them unless it's the chop and rolls.
Oh, yeah. Were you in the main event of Inoki Bumbaye a few years ago? No, you weren't. You were sitting at home, probably in that very chair.
Probably.
So.
Probably. This is for you, Tom, I guess. Have you heard about what is happening with MLW in the ECW arena? MLW pulled out of an event there due to breach of contract. Do you have any details?
No, I don't, other than what's been reported, and that was that the box office for the 2300 arena handles the payouts and that they are apparently behind. But that is not news, any inside information I have. I believe that's news from a competitor or perhaps from your very own front page.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from? You're on the air, brother.
Hey, I'm Dave from Toronto.
Hello, Dave.
Oh, hey, thanks so much. Hey, guys. Thanks so much for having me. Hey, Lance. just wondering, with Money in the Bank being so late this year, I mean, it's in October. Through kayfabe, wouldn't it make more sense if you won the Money in the Bank just to automatically declare that you're going to WrestleMania?
I suppose they could do that, but it kind of takes the appeal of the Royal Rumble away. They call their Money in the Bank
well,
shot.
They always need to, so you could still do the Rumble winner,
and then just do.
But I'd like to see Braun Breaker come out and win the briefcase, and then just call his shot that he'll be in the main event.
Could do, I suppose. I think they would rather have the surprise of that, but
is that an announced pay per view? that Money in the Bank?
I believe so.
Money in the Bank's October.
For October. So, I mean, what would you propose they do with the Elimination Chamber?
You could just do a world title match that bank, yeah? You know, whoever that world champion is defending against five other guys like they used to do back when they only had the one title.
I just think, I want to thank you very much for the call. I just think that, I still think this King of the Ring thing was stupid. It's like...
Let it go, brother.
I can't let
it go.
Have another shot. Here's the deal, Lance. Next year they're going to do a King of the Ring, and they're going to announce that the winner gets a title shot. Are we supposed to care then if we know that the winner can just say, I don't care about the title shot? I mean, what they should have done is the winner's just the King of the Ring. That's it. They didn't have to put the thing about you're going to get a title shot on the line. You know, they want
to
call Obi the King of the Ring.
They didn't have to put Obi in the tournament.
Well, I'm assuming with the loss to Brock, they wanted to give Oba something big, so he just
let him win the tournament. But you don't have to say the title shot is on the line. So then he has to go out there and say, you know what? I don't want the title shot. I'd rather face this guy again. I mean, just don't put the title shot on the line. That's all
then
I'm saying.
No one would care about King of the Ring.
Then you got a problem, Lance. If you're doing King of the Ring and nobody cares, you got bigger fish to fry. You got bigger problems. Are people going to care next year when you say King of the Ring is for a title shot when we just came off a year where the guy who won was like, I don't want a title shot?
Yes, because fans don't remember what happened 3 months ago, let alone a year ago.
I ain't ever forget this one.
Brian, what's it matter if we have a King of the Ring walking around when the only title that matters is who is the best in the world and the reigning best in the world is Shane O'Mac?
What?
Didn't he win something in Saudi?
He did.
He won a tournament.
He won a tournament in Saudi to be the best in the world in like 2018. Do you guys know, by the way?
No one has defeated him for it since. So.
Do you guys know that he's still listed on the WWE active roster?
He's probably getting paid.
I mean, good for him, but like, when's the last time he's been on the show?
Had to restructure New Day, but we got Shane O'Mac on the payroll.
At WrestleMania when Snoop Dogg had to save the business? Remember that?
Hey, brother, Shane O'Mac had a meeting with TK. They got to keep him under contract.
All right. Lucha Libre AAA, the WWE version, obviously, Edinburgh, Texas, August 30th. They have announced that the show is taking place. It is the same day as All In. Dominic, El Grande, La Catalina, Penta, Rey Fenix, and Rey Mysterio all on the poster. This show is going to be taking place the same day as Heat Wave, which starts at noon Eastern on the CW in the U.S. and Netflix everywhere else, with Tony D, Kendall, Cruz Montana, Natty, and Kalani Jordan. So this is WWE's latest attempt to go head-to-head with an AEW pay-per-view. I think they're going to die an absolute death, but they are trying. The AAA event, actually in Spanish, is also named Heat Wave. So we got basically NXT Heat Wave and AAA Heat Wave back-to-back in different buildings, and on the same day as AW All In. So that'll be exciting. All right, let's do one more text message here. This person here says, I'm with you, Brian. Root beer tastes like absinthe. But how dare you desecrate Star Fox by calling it Star Flight? Fox McCloud is a hero.
He's right. Yeah, Brian.
Also, with TNA now partnering with Dude Wipes, can Lance cut a promo on Dude Wipes?
No.
Well, you're no fun. Back in a moment with the rest of Fun Friday, Observer Live.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
Everyone likes a success story. All In Lid Company was started by two young entrepreneurs who wanted to build a premium hat brand around quality products and an inspiring mindset. That mindset? All In Lid isn't about what you wear. It's about how you think. Believe in yourself. This brand was created to inspire people to go all in on themselves, to chase the goals that matter to them, to bet on their vision, their work ethic, and their belief, even when the outcome feels uncertain. Founded at Florida State University in Tallahassee, the message quickly resonated with students who believed in the mentality behind it. Today, All In Lid represents more than premium headwear. It represents commitment, confidence, and ownership, a reminder to stop playing small and show up fuller for your goals. Their mission is simple, to inspire as many people as possible to go all in on themselves and their next chapter. AllInLid.com. Be sure to check it out. AllInLid.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, it's
with
Fun
Brian
Friday.
Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive.
It's Fun Friday here on the show with Brian Alvarez, Filthy Tom Lawler, and Lance Storm. And yes, we are out of time on this Fun Friday. But as Lance noted, there is no wrestling this weekend with the exception of tonight's SmackDown and Collision. There's no pay-per-views. I guess there's probably G1.
I noted that.
What?
I noted that. Lance had much more insightful.
Oh, did I give Lance credit?
Yeah. That's fine.
I do apologize for that, Tom. I do like to give you credit the rare times you deserve it.
Okay, just finish.
I mean, we're done.
Oh.
Go get Star. Just you say it. Star Fox?
Star Fox for the Nintendo Switch 2.
Okay. Go get it.
Now available at stores nationwide.
How many different products did we plug today and we got nothing out of it?
I don't know, but Brian needs to go have a meal and sober up.
I'm going to go have a meal right now, and I am excited for that meal.
Yeah. You're the only product I'd like to plug.
Excuse me?
Oh. You better run.
This has been a Fun Friday, folks.
Guys, we are out of time. We have hit our limit. We're going to wrap it up for today. If you want more just like this, you can subscribe at WrestlingObserver.com. Or F4WOnline.com/Apple, F4WOnline.com/Spotify, or even F4WOnline.com/YouTube. I'm sure the YouTube chat has had a fun time today. Well, we're going to have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks, Lance. Thanks, Tom, for showing up today. Thanks, Mug Root Beer. Thanks, Absinthe. And thanks... whatever that last one was. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.